Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to 5150, where all the craziness happens. This is your host, Alexa. Last time we talked was about new beginnings, and it was like an intro, whatever. Okay, so I was mentioning, when you see a sign to stay home, just stay home, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so tell me why. Literally 2 days after I said that, I'm driving down to go to the gym. I'm almost there. And the whole entire time I was on the way to the gym, I'm like, oh my God, I feel so just like hollow. I don't feel, like myself. I just feel like an empty shell and this and this and that, yada, yada, yada. Oh my God. So then, I'm just kind of like moping around and just like, oh, well, All of a sudden, I look down at my shirt. There is a wasp on my shirt staring at me. And I swatted away. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I'm freaking out. My boyfriend, my lovely, amazing, wonderful boyfriend, he is driving and I'm just flipping out. I'm crying and I'm like, I need help. I need help. And I swiped it onto the floor. And then I noticed my arm was just stinging, just, oh my God. It hurts so freaking bad. And I'm crying. And we're on a bridge that is over water. There is nowhere to pull over. Nowhere to pull over. And I'm like, oh my God, there's a wasp in the car. There's a wasp in the car. I'm just flipping out. And then my boyfriend finds a place to pull over. He's like, okay. He gets out of the car. I get out of the car. I'm like shaking out my clothes. I'm like, oh my God, it better not be in my shirt. It better not be on my leggings. It better not be anywhere. Oh my God. And then my boyfriend goes, hey babe, do you know what color it was? Hello, I'm freaking out over here. But I'm like, I don't know. It was like yellow and like orange. I don't know. He's looking in the front seat, back seat. Hey, I don't find it. I don't see it. What? And I shake out my hair. I go, is it in my hair? Oh my God. I shake out my hair. Holy crap. It was in my hair. All of a sudden, I shake it out. It's flying away, flying off. And I'm having anxiety. My heart is racing. Pa-pom-pa-pom-pa-pom-ba. And then we don't have any Benadryl. And I'm like, we need to go somewhere to get some Benadryl ASAP. Little did I know, I was gonna get some Benadryl. I popped two Benadryls in because I'm like, I don't want to take it now because in an hour we have to go to your sister-in-law's. And it was for his birthday dinner. So it was like a day after his birthday for a birthday dinner. Da, 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 da. Anywho, so he's like, no, you need to take it now. So, you're not swelling and all is well. And I'm going to be going into the room and like watching you because I just wanted to lay down. I wanted to lay down and watch a little something. And I'm like, okay, sounds great, sweetie. Let's do that. So he's going in and out of the room, checking on me periodically, yada, yada, yada. Then I fall asleep. I pass out. He's waking me up and he's like, we have to go to my sister-in-law's for my dinner. And I'm like, holy crap. Are you kidding me? This is what I'm saying. So then I go to the sister-in-law's house like a zombie. And then I feel bad because there's people that I've never met that was there. And I'm like, oh my God, this freaking sucks. I'm a freaking zombie in front of everybody. I'm sorry. I don't like being in front of people like melting into the floor. But I was over there melting into her couch, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm off two Benadryls right now. And everyone just kind of laughed at me. And I'm like, no worries for laughing at me. I would laugh at me too. But everybody was very understanding. So, whew, yep. Okay, anywho, I literally was like, this was my sign to stay at home. And oh, let's just point out the fact that whenever I got stung by the wasp, my boyfriend looks at me. His name is Dustin. So Dustin looked at me and he's like, you still want to go to the gym today? Hello? I need to go home. I need a Benadryl. I need to lay down. I need to do something other than working out. But what was crazy was I was like, all right, we gotta go work out. We gotta go to the gym. Like, I'm getting ready. And he's like, let's just lay down. Let's just stay at home. I'm like, no, we have to be motivated. We have to be dedicated to our craft. If we want to better our lives, we have to do something about it. Yeah. That wasp really had it out for me. But that wasp was just trying to chill. But I ain't trying to chill with that wasp. No, thank you. No, thank you. But okay. So this is not my case and scenario. I'm going to repeat that one more time. This is not my case in this scenario. Point blank, period. People have really hard time with their in-laws. I just want to touch on that because I feel like that's such a big thing with getting into a relationship and you're like, oh my God, well, I have to meet your parents. I have to meet your siblings. I have to meet your cousins and aunts and uncles and yada, yada, yada. So what I think is totally crazy when mothers are jealous of their sons for finding someone in their lives, meaning the son gets a girlfriend or a significant other. We don't shame here. We don't shame. And then the mothers kind of like flip the script and it's like, well, you're with so-and-so all the time and da 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 da, and then kind of sabotages that relationship for them. And I get a mother being protective over her son. But when it's trying to sabotage what somebody else has, regardless if it's your son or not, that is just beyond. Because at the end of the day, why aren't you just happy for them? Why can't you just be like, oh my God, mijo, you know, you found someone that you really click with. Even if there's ups and downs in the son's relationship, that's still his business. That's not business for the whole family to decide whether or not to shun someone out. And it's not necessarily like shunning someone out, but it's more in the lines of if you see your son and their significant other trying to at least make an effort, putting the pieces together themselves rather than relying on other people to do the work for them, I personally just feel like there shouldn't be any room to talk at that point. But I get it because, you know, the mom knows the son. But I get it at the same time, not why they're sticking their noses in someone's situation that they shouldn't be, but more in the lines of like, you know, there is dirt, there is history behind certain things, which is completely understandable. But on the flip side, at least just try to be happy for them. Just try to be happy at the same time while people are sitting there judging and, you know, being all rude and nasty to one another in this situation. You have the siblings sitting there, not just the siblings, but the sisters sitting there hyping up everybody, talking about, oh, well, this and that, just, you know, talking shit about them. In reality, do they live with them every day? I don't know. I just feel like some people pass judgment way too easy on things that shouldn't be judged on. I hope that makes sense. Don't stick your nose in other people's business, especially when they're just trying to figure things out. And not only figure things out, but figure things out not living with the parent. But it also can go two ways. It can go, you know, mother, son, or it can also go father, daughter. How some dads really sabotage their daughter's relationships in not only just like a, oh, well, he's not good for you, but in a way of, hey, I'm going to make it almost impossible that you can't move out, that you can't live on your own, that you don't know how to pay bills, things of that nature. And same with the mother and son situation. I don't know. I just feel like with the family, let's put my parents in perspective, or not perspective, but as an example. My parents, whether or not they like someone, but if I'm with someone, they're not going to sit there and judge them or belittle them or make them feel less than when they see that I'm happy with that person. They see that we're trying, or you see the toxicity within one another. They don't say anything on either side. They're just very neutral until things are over with. And I feel like a lot of people should kind of, I'm not saying do the same, but, you know, just take everything with a grain of salt. Because at the same time, you aren't in that situation. They are. Point blank, period. But it is different when someone else is picking up the pieces, then they get back together. And then it's like, whoa, wait a minute. I just picked up your pieces for what? For what? For you to do the same thing? For you to put yourself through that same trauma. Speaking of in-laws, there's an account on TikTok I'm absolutely obsessed with. It's the TikTok is Rita and her mother-in-law and her M-I-L. They're doing funny TikToks. Rita is asking her mother-in-law questions about how she feels about her son being with her. And Rita is married to this woman's son. You know, she's asking like, oh, well, how do you feel about this? Did you like me at first? You know, silly, goofy questions. But then they started doing this like backstory kind of series on her TikTok page. And basically the mother-in-law is talking about how she's been in arranged marriages, and how she got married at 15. It's a whole family drama thing. And I absolutely love this TikTok page, not only to, you know, for the funny, goofy videos that you always see, which always gotta love them. But although the mother-in-law has been through all this trauma, all of these trials and tribulations, just has been through a lot in life, as she says in her videos. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go ahead and look it up. Rita and her M-I-L and her mother-in-law, that is the TikTok account. The mother-in-law just really lets her kids be her kids. You know, as she says, like, oh, well, I wouldn't want my kids to be in an arranged marriage, anything like that. They need to go out and find their own people, you know, see if they vibe with them and whatnot. And I absolutely love that and adore that. And not only that, but they accept Rita as, you know, like her own daughter. I'm not saying it's totally crazy, but it's something that should be spoken about more. Like when someone comes into the family, yes, everything should be all nice and rainbows, everything like that. You know, it does take time for someone to get to know someone else, especially like someone new that everybody's kind of unsure of. And I understand that. At least just putting your foot forward and just being nice and a kind person, that really goes a long way. And I feel like that's why Rita and her mother-in-law have such a great and amazing relationship, is because the mother-in-law was very inviting, very nice whenever they first met. And then I feel like the mother-in-law kind of saw the vibe, and Rita was just wonderful, super nice, super lovely, at least from the videos I see. I just don't know Rita and the mother-in-law personally. I just see what I see on TikTok. And both of them look like super lovely, amazing, fun, wonderful women. I just think that should be, it's socially acceptable. Yes. That should just be more prevalent, and just people just inviting other people in with love. Now, you know, it's different when things happen. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Rita and her mother-in-law. Okay. And obviously they're from a very different culture that I'm not from. But I love learning about different cultures, different people's traditions, backgrounds, religions. I just love being so knowledgeable and open-minded to things that I'm just unfamiliar with. And the way that some people live that I don't, it fascinates me in a way of like, oh, wow. So in your culture, y'all do this and this and that, and y'all have this kind of food. I don't know. I just love to deep dive. And I think Rita and her mother-in-law just, I don't know, their essence and their vibes and their personalities, I feel like really just reach the audience. I don't know. I feel like I'm besties with them. Even though I'm not really, but I just feel like, oh my gosh, that's so love, warm, and inviting. And I just, oh, I love it. I love it for Rita and her mother-in-law. Oh my God. But, and I wish that upon any and everybody that has in-laws, truly. Because you hear all of these crazy in-law stories and you're like, whoa. Why'd they even think about it like that? Why are they even doing things like that? I don't think it's a why. I think it's more in the lines of, this is the way that they're acting, point blank, period. And now I know how to act and or not be around them. And that's that. If your significant other has a problem, that's a conversation between y'all two. Not no in-laws. In-laws should never be a part of a conversation. Not saying they should never be a part of the conversation, but just they should never be a part of what the person in their family and their significant other have going on at the house, at home, behind closed doors. I don't know. To each their own, I guess. People are going to have different opinions on that. So what? So freaking what? Good morning, everybody. It's another day. So I do have a little special guest, my cousin. Her name is Piper. Piper, say hello.
Hi, hello. My name's Piper.
And she spent the night last night at Alex's house. Was it fun? What did we do? Girl, tell them about it.
Well, what we did is that we really just went to like the lake and stuff, and we went to a zoo. And there's lots of different animals, but my favorite one was probably the capybara. Capybara.
And that one was like white instead of brown, huh?
Yeah. It wasn't really the color I wanted it to be, like brown.
The usual?
Yeah, the usual colors, because those are the good colors.
But that one was still cool to see. No?
Yeah, it was still cool to see.
What did we do whenever we got home yesterday?
I went to my aunt's, my cousin's house, which is Alexa. And we spent the night here. And we're at her house right now. And we're just kind of doing this cool podcast.
What did we do last night? I thought we played some video games.
Well, we played some Fortnite. And when I got to the house, I played some Minecraft too. And we did that on the TVs. And what I mean by TVs, I mean they have two TVs. So they can join me on any game. Except for the Minecraft. We couldn't really get that figured out.
Exactly. Yeah, I hate that we couldn't get it figured out, but yet I couldn't change it on there. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry about that. But what were we playing on Fortnite? Prop Hunt?
Yeah. We're playing Prop Hunt, the Toy Story one, and then we played the cool dragon one.
The dinosaur one?
Yeah, the dinosaur one. And you could ride a dragon around and it could follow you. You could buy these little bird dragons that followed you around. But you can't really do anything with them. You could just ride them around and stuff. You could just have them, like, follow you. So it was kind of cool.
But it was cool because on a lot of prop hunts, they don't have anything like that. Or you just ride it around.
Yeah.
Was it fun, like, being a prop and then me going and trying to find you?
Yeah, that was really fun. Super fun.
What about when you had to go find me?
When I had to go find you, it was kind of tricky. So I had to have some hints in the dinosaur one. And in the Toy Story one, I don't really remember how many times I found you, but it was difficult to find you.
Yeah, no, prop hunt is difficult.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you like your little hot dog rolls last night?
Yeah, I liked it though.
Yeah?
Yeah, the cheese dip and ketchup.
Yes, yes. We have yet to eat breakfast, but what are you thinking of breakfast tacos?
Maybe like some pancakes or something.
Oh, you don't want like eggs, bacon, cheese, and a tortilla?
Maybe just some eggs and bacon.
Just eggs and bacon? No tortilla? You want cheese and your eggs? Make it all nice and cheesy.
No. I just want regular eggs and regular bacon.
Okay. No worries. I could definitely do that for you.
But with the eggs, I want you to make like the yolk like popping out. Like if it's about to pop out, that way I can take my fork and pop it and start eating the yolk.
Oh, like last time when I made you the breakfast bagels.
Yeah.
Ooh, do you want one of those?
Yeah.
Eggs, bacon, and then I can do the bagel like last time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want cheese on your breakfast bagel?
No.
Okay. No worries. Yep. Did you have fun over here?
Yeah.
And then we're going to go to Starbucks.
Starbucks. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How did you like your Frappuccino yesterday?
It was really good.
Until it broke in the car?
Yes.
It's okay, just don't take the lid off.
Okay.
Anymore.
Okay. I'm okay.
Was that our dogs?
No, my dogs. Awesome.
You farted?
No.
You pooted?
That was my nose. See?
Oh. Do it again. Oh. Silly you.
I said do it again.
That is loud.
Yeah, because you're wearing headphones. Wearing headphones, bro.
I am wearing headphones. Just to make sure I can hear everything. And everything's picking up.
Oh, yeah.
Look. Look at the voice waves. The audio waves. Is there anything you want to say?
That maybe, if we have time, maybe we can play some Fortnite if we have time.
Yeah, if we have time.
Yeah. And what I mean by time is that we're going to go to Starbucks and stuff, and you have to eat breakfast, and I have to go to the lake, and we're going to buy me a swimsuit that we might not have time to do all of that before doing some video games.
Exactly. Yeah, no. And you know what size you are, right?
Yeah.
And stuff. Okay, good.
6'4".
Oh, okay. Sounds good. All right, everybody. I think that is a wrap on the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.